This is your no bullshit guide to a happier life. Quick, but not necessarily easy tips to help you to squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of your business and your life. My name is Helen Calvert. I'm a coach, a business owner, and a parent, and I'm so happy to be here with you. I do swear occasionally, as the title suggests, so pop in your headphones if I'm not safe for little ears. Ready to go? Let's do this. This episode is sponsored by Happier Life Live. Did you know that I am hosting a two-day event in Greater Manchester at the end of this month for everyone who loves my podcast? Join us in Sale on Thursday the 25th and Friday the 26th of April for a life-changing event that will leave you uplifted, connected, confident, ready to grab life in both hands and live it to the full. This is the impactful event you have been looking for. 2 days, 11 inspiring speakers, 12 fantastic exhibitors, for everyone who is ready to embrace freedom, passion, joy, and adventure in their lives. All the speakers will be on stage during school hours, so working parents don't have to miss out. Delicious food, parking on site, opportunities to retreat to the sidelines if you find events overwhelming. This event is for and about you. And we will be supporting Trafford Domestic Abuse Services as part of the event, so attendees will be helping me to raise money for this incredibly important charity. My thanks to VCM Graphic Design for sponsoring the event and to everyone who has supported me in bringing it to life. Head to the link in the show notes for this episode to grab your ticket or search for Happier Life Live in your favourite search engine. Hello and welcome to this episode where we're going to be talking about how to plan your month. So we've done planning our days and weeks. We're now looking a little bit wider at how to plan our month. And really, this lends itself straight away to talking about our cycle. Because if we have a menstruating body, and I'm including in that those of us in perimenopause, menopause, all the hormonal fluctuations, if we have any of that going on, we have a cycle, and a month is a specific, literally, period of time for us that has meaning and is incredibly meaningful. And planning with that in mind is crucial, to be honest. If we try to plan without thinking about that, we often run into trouble. I'm going to talk a bit more in a few episodes' time about women being cyclical rather than consistent. But let's just talk today about planning our month with our cycle in mind. So to start with, some of us will know our cycle very well. We'll be tracking it. I highly recommend that you track it if you don't already. So we'll know what's what. And of course, it's variable and it changes, but we'll have a fairly good idea. So straight away, I can see that at a certain point in the month, my energy is going to be low, my confidence is going to be low, my anxiety is going to be higher, I'm going to want to focus more on self-care. And at other times in the month, my energy is going to be high, my confidence is high, my anxiety will be low, and I'm going to be much more focused on other people. So that's a great time for marketing. If you don't already understand these things about your cycle, I really recommend looking into it. My personal favourite, as I've mentioned before, is Project Woman, if you Google that. But there are lots of ways to track and learn about your cycle, and it's so much more than just, oh, I get a bit irritable once a month. Now, if you are in a situation where you don't particularly track or can't particularly track, I know some people are like, well, I don't really, you know, have a bleed, but, you know, it can get complicated, especially as we get older. I would still track your moods. Just a little check-in on levels of anxiety, levels of irritability, levels of confidence, levels of energy. Do that for maybe 3 months and just see if there's a pattern. Because if there is, Doesn't really matter what's causing it or where it's coming from. If there's a pattern, let's go with it and plan around it. The reason being that anything we do that fights against our biology is just going to make life harder. So sometimes, of course, we're going to have to do hard stuff on a day when our confidence is low and our anxiety is high and we'd really rather not be doing anything. But if we can choose when we do certain things, it's great to have that information about what our body wants us to be doing and when. Now, I talk about confidence and anxiety because I think this is a piece that gets missed. The pervasive narrative about our cycle that we grow up with, or that we grew up with, if you're my generation, I'm in my 40s, was basically that it was a physical, biological thing, and the only emotional side was you got irritable, you got grumpy. And that's all we were told. And as I say, there's so much more to it. Oh my goodness. And one of the things I have definitely noticed is that when I'm premenstrual, my confidence is much lower and my anxiety is much higher. I've talked about those two as a seesaw before. When anxiety is up, confidence is down, and vice versa. And that became apparent to me, so I started planning around that. And I know I don't want to be visible at that time. That's not the time I'm going to be doing lots of Facebook Lives and Instagram videos and all that kind of thing, if I can help it. But actually, it goes deeper than that, I've discovered. So as I mentioned just then, it's going to be about focusing on ourselves or focusing on other people. This is a very simplistic take. And I know plenty of people who would describe this in a much more eloquent way. But for me, from menstruation, from bleed to ovulation, what we call inner spring, the follicular phase, that is when we're focused on other people. Because crudely, you know, our bodies have no idea what we want out of life or what's possible or what we can do. Crudely, we want to get pregnant. You know, there's a part of us that's like, right, this is what's happening, regardless of the fact that that's like the last thing I want to happen. So we're focused on other people. We're pleasing people. We like people. We want them to like us. You know, it's all that kind of energy. And then from ovulation to menstruation to bleed, the inner autumn or luteal phase, we're focused on ourselves. You know, if we have been fertilized, so it's marvelous, isn't it? When we get down to the basic biology, you know, never mind who we are and our life goals and all the rest of it. There's part of us that's simple. If we are now carrying a potential child, we want to look after ourselves and we're not interested in other people. We want to turn inwards and look after ourselves. So when we focus on self-care and meeting our needs during that time, time actually becomes so much easier and a lot less irritable. It's almost as though the irritability comes from feeling like we should be behaving like we do in inner spring. We're fighting against our biology. Now, clearly, that's a much bigger discussion that could run and run, but I'd just like you to think about that when you're planning your month. Where is your energy going to be? How are you going to feel? What's going to feel easy and what's going to feel hard? Because if we can build that into our monthly planning, what a difference it makes. I know not everybody has any kind of cycle they can track. It doesn't make any sense and you can't go with that. But if there is something trackable, it's worth building in. And then as we said last episode, let's be realistic about the events we have coming up. So if something is coming up this month that looks like it's going to be hard, we want to build in time to recover. But if something's coming up that looks like it's going to be amazing, we probably still need to build in time to recover. Anything that creates energy or zaps our energy, anything a bit different outside of the norm, let's consider what we might need. So if you're speaking at a big event, if you're hosting a big event, if you're going to some kind of big social event, things that you're excited about, you might be nervous as well, but you're excited, let's say, this isn't a bad thing, but you're still going to need some time to come down from that. And where we get tripped up is when we think we can just go, right, that's done, next day, straight back to work, on it, on it, on it. it often doesn't work that way. And that's when we start to get to a point where, why do I have no energy? Why can't I get anything done? It's because we're not building in that crucial recovery time. So as I've said before, we're not just planning in work, we're planning in everything. What's happening in life? And life encompasses so many things. What are the kids doing? What are our partners doing? What other social obligations do we have coming up? What's happening in the community that we're interested in? Just what else is going on? Has the dog got a vet's appointment? You know, what's happening? Let's think about it all. And have we planned time for ourselves? Have we planned time for our relationships? Now, I don't mean to make that a chore, but at least once a month, surely we need to be spending some intentional time with our partners. You know, not just that slumped in front of the TV end of the daytime, but, you know, this is date night, or this is lunch date day, or this is the time when we're going to switch off the TV and just talk to each other, or whatever it is you need. That all needs to be a part of this planning. We're not just talking about planning work, because if we do that, again, we get tripped up, because then life happens. Oh my goodness, you know, I'd planned to do that today. Actually, there's an assembly at the kids' school, or my husband's on a trip, or my partner's doing X, Y, Z, and my mum's got this happening, and why can't I get anything done? And it's because we're not anticipating those things. But let's also plan in the fun. You know, I talked a long time ago in one of the earliest episodes about work-life balance. I talked about how it's actually a balance between our desires and our obligations. If we're organized people, we plan our obligations to the nth degree. We're so proud of ourselves. The birthdays, the summer fete, the work stuff, the newsletter. Oh, we've got it all down. We've got it all planned, sorted, Helen. What about your desires? Where have you planned those? Where have you planned in that lovely walk that you keep meaning to do, or that massage, or that restaurant you were definitely going to try with your friend, or that time to yourself to watch 16 episodes of trash television? When have you planned that? All of that needs planning just as carefully as the obligations, so that we have stuff to look forward to, so that the month looks fun, you know, genuinely fun. Not just, oh, it'll be lovely because so-and-so's got a school play and blah, you know, and you're thinking, oh, God, to watch a load of 10-year-olds, you know, massacre some Shakespeare or whatever it is. Actual things that fill your cup. Let's get them planned so the month looks exciting and we can remember why we're doing all the obligations, because it enables us to do the desires as well, especially if those obligations are earning us money. So plan for the things you want to do. And then actually ask the question, what do the other people in your household want to do? I had a discussion the other day with a client who was worried that during half term, they hadn't done enough. You know, she and the children hadn't done enough together. And when we dug a little bit deeper, it was very clear that she needed a rest and her children needed a rest. And a rest for them, as it is for a lot of kids, was quite a bit of screen time, quite a bit of time in the house, quite a bit of time chilling out. They had done some other things, you know, they'd done bits and pieces. But what they hadn't done was a really Instagrammable half term. Here, we're there, we're the other, we're climbing a mountain, we're learning to surf together. They hadn't done any of that. Their kids didn't want to do that. That's not what they needed. So let's put aside all the shoulds. Oh, summer holidays should look like this. Christmas should look like that. Half term should be, etc. And let's ask, what do people actually want? What do the kids want out of their school holidays? What does your partner want out of a weekend? What do you actually want out of your evenings? Let's find out what the desires actually are. And we don't have to meet them all, and we're not going to be able to meet them all, but let's at least know what they are, rather than basing everything we think we should be doing and our measures of success around everybody else's Instagram. I'll tell you something about my personal Instagram. I put up pictures of me cooking with my kids out for walks with my kids, playing board games with my kids. Do you know why I do that? Because those moments are the rare moments when they're not on screens, I'm not on screens, and just for a moment, we're doing something together that makes me feel like I'm getting a few parent points. That's why I post those things. And I promise you it's the same for everybody else. Anyone who's posting cookies together and it's magical, playing Minecraft for the other 8 hours of the day, you know it's true. So just find out what everyone actually wants out of the time available in the month, rather than worrying about what we should be doing. So let's plan around our cycle if we have one. Let's try and figure out any cycle we do have. And of course, that doesn't have to just be hormonal. You may have some kind of mood cycle based around other things that are just part of your month. But if you know there's a pattern, let's plan for it. Let's be realistic about what's going to suck our energy or just require a bit of recovery. Let's plan in all the fun as well as all the obligations. Let's find out what we all actually want. What does the household actually want before we put in place a load of plans that we think should be what we do? And let's plan a month that actually makes sense and allows some space to nurture ourselves. And if we do that, I reckon we can squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of life. Speak to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that my first book is now available to purchase online? Check out the show notes for details of how to get your hands on a copy. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could leave me a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are up. If you would like to work with me one-to-one or follow more of my content, you can find out how in the show notes. See you next time.